Welcome to the Raise Your Energy podcast. My name is Linda Lange and I'm your host and energy expert. We are always focused on the next big thing, whether it's a career goal, a personal achievement, or simply just getting through the day. But what if we've been missing out on life's greatest moments because we are too focused on what's next or what happened in the past? In today's episode, we dive into how living more mindfully can create deeper joy, connection, and purpose. Learn how being present can elevate the quality of your relationships, heighten your sense of gratitude, and bring more fulfillment into your everyday experiences, no matter how routine they may seem. Let's dive in. It has been a while since I talked to you about the beauty of the present moment. It might not seem like the present moment is such a sexy or important topic, but I can assure you it is one of the most life-changing realizations that you will ever make. That the present moment is so damn precious and truly the only moment where you can make changes in your life. I mean, give it a go. Try to make changes 5 hours from now. Go ahead and change something in 5 hours from now. You can't, because the future does not exist. But what do we all do all the time? We worry about the future. We play out scenarios in our mind about how something might go. We try to control the outcome of a future event out of fear that it will turn out bad for us or that it won't look exactly how we want it to look like. And what does all that worrying, imagining, and controlling do for us? Nothing. It just stresses us out. We stress about something that hasn't even happened yet and that likely we don't even have much control over anyway. I invite you another time to give it a go and try to make a change in the past. Just pick a time in your yesterday and change it. It won't work. You can't make a change in the past or to the past because it doesn't exist either, other than in your memory. But what do a lot of us spend our time on? Well, mulling over past events, right? Judging ourselves or others for how we behaved, what we said, or what we didn't do. All for what? Again, nothing. It doesn't change anything. The only thing it does is stress us out. So I'm sure you can agree with me now that the only time that truly exists and where you can make any change is the glorious present moment. It's where your power is. It's where you are in total control. It's the only place and time where you can find peace in the present moment. So let me share with you what happens when you decide to ignore this information you are currently receiving. Let's just say you totally forget that you have been led to this important information about the present moment, okay? Everything you currently experience that is stressing you out, that is going on your nerves, or that you dislike and you would like to change, it's all going to get worse. Over time, it's all just going to get harder, more difficult, and more painful. I know what I'm talking about. I worked myself for over 10 years into a burnout. And burnout doesn't just happen. You don't burn out just because of a few weeks or months of heavy work or life load. No, you get there through patterns and attitudes and lifestyle choices that compound over years and years until it makes bam and nothing works anymore. If you don't wake up to the realization that the present moment is the miracle that you have been waiting for, your life is going to stay on the same trajectory until you crash. I had to crash to wake up. But I don't want you to crash. You don't need to crash to be able to wake up and learn that true change only happens in the present moment. You can decide to change the trajectory of your life right now by learning and applying the knowledge and wisdom of the present moment that I'm giving you today. And the other thing that is going to happen if you ignore this knowledge is that you will keep struggling to make lasting changes in your life. Do you not have that one thing that you have been trying to change for such a long time and nothing worked yet? It's because you are not yet leveraging the magnificent present moment for yourself. And that's okay. You just didn't know about it yet. I personally waste my time on the future. I'm generally not mulling over the past, but I'm great at thinking about the future and getting lost in all of those different things that could happen. That's how I waste my time and energy on a regular basis. And even though I know that if I want my future to look differently, then I have to change now, I still fall into the trap of desiring a change and not using the present moment to make it happen. I literally have to remind myself of how change works and that this is not the right way. If I only spend energy thinking about the future, but I don't change anything in the here and now, I only recreate my current reality. Nothing can change until you change. Your reality only changes when you change now. But change can only happen right now. You cannot stay the same in the present moment, hoping for a different tomorrow, okay? Your reality is only going to look like you want it to be if you change into the person who is living and breathing that desired reality now. How is that person who has everything you want thinking, feeling, deciding, choosing, acting, behaving, being? You have to be the person now if you ever want to experience this desired future. But I am sidetracking a little bit. Let's get back to the wonderful present moment. Only in the present moment do you have the ability to pull your energy back into your being. When you worry about the future, you spend it on nothingness. When you mull about the past, you spend it on nothingness. The future and the past don't exist. By moving into the present moment, you are returning that energy to yourself and can use it to make changes now. So now the question is how to get into that present moment. What is it? And how do I know when I'm in it? Being present or being in the present moment means to be in the here and now. Being fully present means you are not thinking about the future or the past. You are actually not thinking that much when you're in the fully present at all. It's more about being in the moment and not thinking about the moment. When you start practicing being more present, it's easier to focus only on that, on being present. When you get more used to being present, you can do it while doing other things like driving your car, going for a walk, or completing a task at work or for your studies. In the beginning, I recommend you only focus on being present in the moment. That way you can train your present muscles and extend the time you can stay present. You will see when you start practicing and training this, you might only be able to stay present for a few seconds. And that's okay. You are just not used to being present. So your mind will actually hijack the moment and start thinking about what to do next or how stupid that exercise is. As soon as you catch yourself having a thought again, it means you stop being present. It might even feel uncomfortable at first to truly being present and nothing else. The silence of itself will feel unnatural and weird to you. And that makes sense, right? That's what happens with anything that you do for the first time. So just accept it and let it not derail you from continuing your practice of being present. I want to remind you that the present moment is the only time where you can make lasting changes for yourself or for your life. It's the only place where you can find peace, true peace. And for you to be able to experience it, you want to get comfortable spending time in the present moment. Only being present without doing or thinking anything else. This is a magical time and place that we have sadly forgotten about in our busy life. If you want to dive deeper into the present moment and learn some of my favorite exercises for being present, I have a free mini course for you. It's called Mind Your Energy, and it teaches you how to leverage the present moment to feel better and have more energy again in your life. It consists of 4 short video lessons, plus a workbook that you can use alongside with it. And at the end, even a free guided meditation to focus even more on the present moment. You can find the link to the mini course in the show notes. Head over there, click on the link and sign up, and you get instant access and an email in case you want to watch it later. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. And remember, the present is your most powerful tool. It's where change happens, peace is found, and life is truly lived. Embrace it with compassion for yourself. Every second you choose to be here, you're building a brighter tomorrow. And with that, I love you and leave you. Talk soon and bye-bye.